Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Golden Age, How Trump Saved America and the Future of MAGA by Todd Starnes is a conservative political tribute that presents Donald J. Trump as a decisive figure in contemporary American history and in the future direction of the MAGA movement, rather than functioning as a detached policy study. The book is positioned as an affirmative account of Trump leadership, his relationship to patriotic identity, and the claim that his political comeback marks the start of a renewed national era. Its subject is both retrospective and forward-looking. It reflects on the Trump presidency, the 2024 campaign, and the idea that American renewal depends on returning to founding values, religious faith, civic confidence, and national strength. The book belongs to the category of partisan political commentary and movement literature, written primarily for readers who already view Trump as central to American restoration. Its purpose is to celebrate, interpret, and extend the MAGA narrative. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Trump is framed as a republic-saving figure rather than a conventional president. A central feature of the Golden Age is its portrayal of Donald Trump as more than a successful political leader. Starnes presents him as a figure who intervened at a moment of national crisis and protected the American Republic from decline. This framing matters because it moves the book away from ordinary electoral analysis and into the language of historical rescue. Trump is not treated mainly as one president among many, but as someone whose legacy will be measured by whether he restored national confidence, defended traditional values, and reversed forces that the author associates with cultural and political decay. The book, therefore, uses a heroic interpretive lens. That lens will appeal to readers who already see Trump as a corrective to establishment politics, media hostility, and progressive cultural change. It also defines the limits of the book. Readers looking for balanced institutional analysis or detailed criticism of Trump policy choices are unlikely to find that approach here. The value of this topic is in showing how the book functions as movement affirmation, translating political loyalty into a larger story about national survival and historical destiny. Secondly, the Golden Age concept turns MAGA from a campaign slogan into a future-oriented vision. The title idea of a golden age is important because it expands the meaning of MAGA beyond nostalgia for a previous period of American strength. According to the book description, Trump did not merely campaign to make America great again, he promised to usher in a golden age of American history. Starnes uses this idea to connect past, present, and future. The past supplies founding principles and patriotic memory. The present supplies political conflict and the sense of national emergency. The future is presented as a period of renewal under Trump-aligned leadership. This structure gives the book a forward-looking quality that distinguishes it from works that only defend the first Trump term or criticize opponents. The Golden Age theme also explains the celebratory tone. The book is not simply lamenting decline, but presenting political victory as the beginning of a new national chapter. Its reasoning is symbolic more than technocratic. It does not appear designed as a step-by-step policy manual, but as an interpretive framework for understanding why MAGA supporters see 2024 and beyond as historically significant. Thirdly, faith, founding values, and civic virtue are treated as requirements for national renewal. The book links national restoration to religious and moral foundations, especially the idea that America must return to the faith and values associated with the founding fathers. This theme places Starnes within a long conservative tradition that argues American greatness depends not only on elections, markets, or military strength, but also on shared moral commitments. The available description connects this argument to Ronald Reagan's style language about free people under God and the shining city on a hill. In that context, Trump is portrayed as a leader who understands that political renewal requires cultural and spiritual renewal. The mechanism is not described as bureaucratic reform alone. It is a broader return to family, neighborhood, workplace, patriotism, and religious confidence. This topic is important because it clarifies why the book treats MAGA as more than a policy agenda. It is presented as a restoration movement rooted in an older vision of American identity. Readers interested in conservative Christian political language will find this theme especially relevant, while readers outside that tradition may see it as evidence of how closely the book ties politics to moral and religious meaning. Fourthly, cultural symbolism is used to make political conflict emotionally concrete. The book appears to give significant attention to cultural symbols, including a chapter described as How President Trump Saved Christmas. That example illustrates how Starnes translates national politics into familiar cultural experiences. In conservative commentary, Christmas often functions as a symbol of religious liberty, public faith, and resistance to secular cultural pressure. By using a topic like Christmas, The book can present Trump leadership not only as a matter of trade, borders, courts, or elections, but also as protection of everyday traditions. This approach is effective for a movement audience because symbols often carry more emotional force than policy details. They help readers connect national leadership to family rituals, public language, and the perceived status of faith in American life. But the concrete reasoning behind this strategy is clear. Political identity becomes stronger when it is attached to visible cultural practices. At the same time, this emphasis signals the book's genre. It is less concerned with measuring policy outcomes through data than with interpreting public events through cultural meaning. That makes the book especially representative of modern conservative media style. Lastly, the book operates as MAGA movement literature with clear strengths and limitations. The Golden Age is best understood as advocacy literature for the MAGA movement rather than as a neutral history of the Trump era. Its strength is coherence. It gives supporters a clear narrative in which Trump loves America, saved the Republic, restored hope, and points the country toward a renewed future. This kind of writing can help readers understand the emotional and ideological structure of Trump support, especially the blend of patriotism, religious language, anti-establishment sentiment, and belief in national comeback. Its limitation is also clear. Because the book is built as a tribute, it is unlikely to spend equal time on counterarguments, policy failures, legal controversies, or competing conservative perspectives. That does not make it irrelevant, but it does shape how it should be read. It is most useful as a primary example of how pro-Trump commentators interpret the movement from within. For scholars, journalists, and politically engaged readers, the book offers insight into movement self-understanding. For undecided readers seeking a comprehensive appraisal, it should be paired with more analytical or critical accounts. In conclusion, The Golden Age is best suited for readers who want an affirmative, movement-centered interpretation of Donald Trump and the future of MAGA. Supporters of Trump will likely read it as a celebration of political victory, patriotic identity, religious conviction, and the belief that America is entering a period of renewal. Readers studying conservative media, populist political rhetoric, or the emotional structure of MAGA politics may also find it useful, even if they do not share its conclusions. Its practical benefit is not a detailed governing blueprint, but a clear account of how Trump loyalists connect leadership, faith, national destiny, and cultural restoration. Intellectually, the book helps explain why many supporters interpret Trump through the language of rescue, legacy, and historical turning point rather than through ordinary partisan preference. Compared with more policy-focused conservative books, The Golden Age stands out for its openly celebratory tone and its emphasis on symbolic restoration. Compared with critical Trump books, it offers an insider-style account of MAGA aspiration rather than opposition analysis. Its distinctiveness lies in presenting the Trump comeback not simply as another election result, but as the beginning of a moral and patriotic national era. If you would like to support Todd Starnes, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.